KC, it is a Rocket and Teresa show. So yesterday, I'm having dinner with my friend Kelly, and my phone starts going off, and it comes from Teresa. So I always check certain texts because I know it's something to do with the
show. First of all, that's a lie. You don't always check my text, but I'm glad you text that one.
Well, because it was a picture showed up, so I'm going, what's going on? And I told you to keep in contact with me because of what was going on with your son yesterday, just all behind the scenes. But you sent me a picture of my daughter's wedding, and I hadn't even seen it.
Yeah, well, she sends me things before she sends them to you.
Yeah, she probably does. It doesn't surprise me.
She goes, she's like, do you think Dad cares about this? I'm like, yeah, all right, send him that one. And then there's sometimes I'm like, no, let's let it just be between the two of us.
This is going to sound so weird because, you know, I was there at the wedding, and it was one of the best days of my life, the second best day of my life. I don't remember a lot of these things.
You were in a coma.
I mean, seriously.
First, it was a like stress, like, oh my gosh, my daughter's getting married, fog coma. Then I think it might have been a little bit of alcohol.
Rocket, there is a picture where Jen is kind of smiling and looking over her shoulder, and you're standing next to her with your hair parted in the cutest
it's
way I've
so
ever seen.
Cute.
And
like
yesterday I was looking at it and I go, oh my gosh. And John thought I was looking at a picture of a baby or a dog, and it was you.
Well, Rocket kind of looks like a baby sometimes.
But see, I don't even remember. I remember walking her down the aisle, and I was so nervous I'm glad she had the photographer there.
It's a really, really good photographer. They got some great pics.
And those are just a sample of them, she said. I'm like, what?
Oh, there's a lot of them.
87 samples.
Yeah.
So now I'm excited. Tara, are you? How's your planning for your wedding?
It's going well. We actually locked in some catering yesterday, and we met with Jay French to set up some honeymoon options.
I'm so excited for you.
I am too. We were talking about this in the office just after the show. Teresa and I are very opinionated because we've been to these places.
Well, and Jay does such a good job, so I know he'll take good care of you. When does Rocket go to his fitting for the baby Bjorn that he's going to wear where John carries him down the aisle?
Oh, did we not mention you? He's already had the fitting.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
He just needs alterations.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Kansas City's number one hit music station. Paparazzi ain't got nothing on this girl. Teresa's tabloid trash.
Would you like it if Adele joined Britney Spears, Jennifer Lopez, Ricky Martin, Mariah Carey, Celine Dion, Cher, and many more as one of Las Vegas' staple performers? Well, there are reports that the Wynn Hotel is readying a $26 million offer for her to perform for just 12 months, which means that if she performed just once a week, she'd make about $500,000 per show, making her the city's highest paid entertainer.
You know, when she retired, you and I discussed this, and we said she's probably going to end up in a place like Vegas.
Yeah, because she didn't retire from the business. She retired from touring. She doesn't like it, and she has a small son, so that would be perfect for her. Kelly Clarkson, she wants to clarify her candid remarks that she made about her fluctuating body image and desire to kill herself. She recently told UK magazine Attitude that around 2004, when she was really skinny, she was miserable and wanted to kill herself. She took to Twitter to say yesterday, I've never contemplated suicide because of my weight. She went on to explain that she said people had no idea I was so unhappy, oddly enough, because I appeared healthy. Her eighth studio album, wow, Meaning of Life, is out on Friday.
Let me ask you ladies a question, because I'm not trying to be stupid. I think I'm just more naive. Do women get judged more on weight than men?
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
Totally. Like, look, everyone, it's dad bod. It's cool to have a dad bod right now, but not if you're a woman.
You can't have a mom bod.
Some sad news to report this morning. Actor Robert Guillaume is being remembered after passing away yesterday from prostate cancer. He became famous in the 1970s by playing the butler on TV Soap and again on the spinoff Benson. That's what Rocket and I knew him as.
Yes.
He was in the fabulous movie Lean On Me. But I'm sure that Tara, Britt, you guys know him best as Rafiki in The Lion King.
Ow! Jeez, what was that for?
It doesn't matter. It's in the past.
Yeah, but it still hurts.
Oh, yes, the past can hurt. But the way I see it, you can either run from it or learn from it. Ah! You see? So what are you going to do?
First, I'm going to take your stick.
No! Not a stick! Hey! Where are you going?
I'm going back!
I love that movie so much.
Get out of here!
He was nominated for an Emmy 6 times, winning twice, and collected a Tony nomination for his Broadway performance as Nathan Detroit in Guys and Dolls back in 1977. Robert Guillaume was 89 years old. Mariah Carey is known for singing one of the most iconic Christmas songs of all time. All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Don't you think it is the number one song of all time for Christmas still?
I think so.
It's up there.
And she's spreading even more holiday cheer with her newly released track, The Star.
Follow that star above you. Should the world try to break you down, there is one
on key.
Well, in the studio, you can do lots of magic. Her song shares the name of the film in which it will be featured, the Sony Pictures animation movie, The Star, which is inspired by the Christian nativity story. And the film follows the adventures of a donkey named Bo as he becomes an unlikely hero during the first Christmas. Hey, that's been done before. It was by Disney, and it's called Small One. Don't mess with that story, because it's my favorite. Samuel L. Jackson. Obviously, he makes more movies, I think, than anybody else in Hollywood. And he's hosting an online acting class. It'll consist of more than 20 video lessons and a downloadable workbook, and it only costs $90. I would totally take that.
I see your son taking it.
Yeah. The Kardashians have signed a new $150 million deal to stay with the E! Network in 2019. Tonight on TV, it's Game 2 of the World Series on Fox, the Dodgers, and the Astros, and it is the 100th episode of The Goldbergs on ABC.
Oh yeah, that's my favorite.
Tabloid Trash brought to you by Hamburger Mary's. It's October, so book your holiday party at Hamburger Mary's. Big office party, small get-together, Mary's does it all. Hamburger Mary's, eat, drink, and be
Mary. Miss 93.3 knows that girls' night out is the best night out. Especially when it's you, your ladies, and Katy Perry.
Katy Perry. I love Katy Perry.
Listen all day for another Money Can't Buy It experience. A chance to crash Katy Perry's Sprint Center party on Friday night with a suite for you and your crew. That's right. You and your girls partying like a rock star in your very own suite at the Katy Perry Show. That means food. That means drinks. That means lounging. That means you can do whatever you want. Nobody cares. You can misbehave. In fact, we encourage that. From the only radio station in Kansas City that's always hot and never cold. Mix 93.3.